Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com morning show. I am your hostess, Tress Collins, here with Mr. Gary Alexander. It's just you and me, Gary, holding down the fort this morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. It's been a busy week. I was just reflecting on everything that's kind of happened this week in the mortgage business. You know, a lot of people looking for houses. You know, over the summertime, and they weren't able to get them. And then, bam, I got three contracts this week on houses after the school year's already started. And I guess they finally found something that they could get that they liked. And
maybe because
pretty exciting.
Maybe because everybody else stopped looking for houses, these people were able to find something.
Yeah, and you know, in this business, I always see when it comes to purchasing houses, it seems like there are disappointments, and then but then it always seems like that they find something that they like even better, and they got a contract on. And I just think that's karma, you know, or, you know, whatever we want to call it.
Fate.
Yeah, that they end up in this place and in this house. And, you know, you think about that. You think about when you bought certain houses. I think about houses that I've bought in my lifetime and think about the lives that we've led.
Yeah.
In that house.
The experiences.
The experiences and the joys and everything. You know, it's buying a house is a really big deal and shouldn't be taken lightly. And, you know, you got to find the house that you really want, and hopefully you end up in that house.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, you know, it's where you live. That's where you make your memories. That's where you have kids and your kids grow up, hopefully. And
right. You know, and then there's a lot of people that just want to get into a house so they can buy the next house.
That's true.
Get some equity and so they can buy the bigger house when their family expands. And then you see the people like me that are on the downside of that. You know, you've already had your kids and now you have grandkids and they all want to come and party too. So
and that's fun and exciting. You know, the first house I owned with my ex-husband, my youngest son, he was born in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually born in the house.
Yep.
Wow.
I had a midwife, and that's where he was born. So
that's memories, right?
It is memories. Yeah.
Definitely.
Painful memory, but a joyful one.
Definitely. So anyway, Kevin is out of town on another golfing jaunt with Nate, and it's just him and Nate this weekend because his wife, Katie, had a retreat that she had to go to. And just to let you know that Katie and Kevin own TexasLending.com. They are the owners.
Yes.
They've been the owners since 2001 when they opened the doors. And they've always kept it kind of an in-house, you know, situation. I don't know if you used to remember the commercials that he used to have. He drove a 2002 Envoy. He didn't have a Mercedes or anything else, you know. He lived in an ordinary house.
Yeah.
And you know, just always wanted to know everything that they were trying to do, everything to make things, you know, good for the people that did loans with TexasLending.com.
And that's kind of why we're here now, because we're here to help people simplify the mortgage process and answer their questions and be like, what the heck is buying a house really all about?
And hopefully I can answer your questions. Because, I mean,
you've been doing this for a long time, Gary.
It's just one. I mean, usually it's nice to have something to bounce off in case I get into a bear trap down here.
We've got this. So get your text questions into us this morning. 972-387-4600 is our text line. Send us your questions. Again, 972-387-4600. Or if you'd like to speak to a loan officer live, you can call that number and speak to a loan officer. 972-387-4600. If you would like to ask Gary Alexander a question live on the air, you can call and be on the air yourself at 877-881-1053.
Yeah, just to let you know, I mean, I have many names, really. Not the ones that my wife calls me, but...
Yeah, let's not go there.
The kids call me Dancing Bear, because it's my Indian heritage. My great grandmother used to call me the little Dancing Bear. So,
does anybody at Texas Lending call you Dancing Bear?
No, they mostly call me Bubba.
They call you Bubba.
Yeah, my sister named me Bubba when I was a kid, and all my friends grabbed hold of that one. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
But then the grandkids like the Dancing Bear, you know.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cool. Grandkids.
Exactly.
I look forward to having them one day.
So mortgage rates are still low, folks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Still, I don't know how long we're going to ride this wave, but yeah, they have come up just a hair.
So what do you think about the demand, the demand for housing in the Dallas area? Do you think it's gone down some, like, since last year? Like, last summer, it was like this frenzy of people moving to the Dallas area, and house prices shot up, and it seemed like there were bidding wars on properties and stuff like that. Do you think that slowed down any in the last year?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, there's still California is still moving to Texas. So
really?
Yeah. The smart people in California are moving to Texas. The ones that just care about the view and the ocean and all that and want to pay the high prices that they pay. I was talking to a gal this week that lived in San Francisco, and her house that she had was $2 million, and she said it was a shack, basically.
The cost of living there is horrendous.
Yeah, and the rents, you know, you can get an apartment for $1,000 a month. There, it's $2,000 a month, you know, for a 900 square foot apartment.
Ouch.
Maybe. Yeah. But you know, you drive around town, you see all these apartment complexes being built over the place.
We do.
And it just makes you wonder, you know, the builders, they're still building houses, and I just saw where they're going to have a huge, where was it, 6,000 homes were going to be built in this area just the other night on the TV, and I want to say that it was north, and they're going to build this huge housing thing. It was 6,000 something homes here in the next few years, so that's a good thing.
They're still building a whole bunch of homes up between, well, it's kind of where Carrollton transitions into Louisville and then the Colony. So up there between, what is it, FM something and 121, they have a whole new housing project going on there. I mean, they have some houses built, but there's a lot more that they're building.
Right.
So
yeah, that's, I mean, that's a good thing to have more houses. You know, the thing that seems to be going on down here now is everybody's doing the tear downs and rebuilding.
Right.
And that's totally rebuilding neighborhoods, too.
Because that's what Farmers Branch has been doing, yes.
Yeah, Farmers Branch, but North Dallas, your Sparkman area over there. Preston Hollow, of course, and Chapel Downs, all that area over there, you're starting to see these tear downs and building these new houses, modern and, you know, several different builders. You know, I know one really well. He did ours, so, you know, that's but, man, it's just going like gangbusters.
It really is. I've even noticed it in South Carrollton down where my house in my previous life was the house where my son was born.
That memory house.
Yeah, that memory. Well, we had a lot of good memories in that house, but the same thing is happening in that neighborhood. I drove down by there just last week. And gosh, they have these new builds. I mean, they're obvious those are new builds. I mean, the house we lived in was built in 1954. You drive by some of these houses and you know that house was built probably last year or 2 or 3 years ago. So it's like, wow.
Yeah. So like I said, so what we're still seeing is a lot of cash back refinance because homes are worth a lot. And people are doing remodels, paying for kids. I mean, that's what I'm seeing, paying for kids' college. I'm seeing investment property, cash out refinancing.
You can do a cash out refinance on an invest property?
And up to 75% loan to value, depending on your income and your credit.
Yes, nice.
You can. And they're taking that money and buying a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I just had one where the guy did cash out on his house and bought an investment property, another investment property. He already had one, and now he bought another one with cash.
Nice.
And yeah, so that he's trying to, you know, get his investment portfolio going. Yeah, so
that's a thing. That's a thing.
A lot of things going on out there in the mortgage business for sure.
So if you have a question about buying a house, or maybe you have a question about a cashback refinance and getting some of the equity that you've put into your house out to maybe do some updates, maybe pay for some college for some kids or what have you, get your question to us at 972-387-4600. That's our text line, 972-387-4600. That's also our live call line. Live talk to a live loan officer. Same number.
No. It is?
Live loan officer?
I thought they have. Oh, yeah, to talk to a live loan officer.
Yeah.
to talk to the fan to get on the radio with them.
Oh, no. You want to talk to Gary live on the air?
Yeah.
That's 877-881-1053.
You can call me after the show, too. I'll be here with your critique.
And that number is 972-387-4600.
Yeah, I'll be here until about noontime probably today. So
Awesome.
If I can help any of you.
So what stands out in your mind as the person who you think has been helped the most by doing a cashback refinance here this last week or two?
You know, I've got some. We do cash outs down to 540 credit score. Those are the ones that I really feel that are helped a lot. Those loans are hard to do. It takes a little bit longer, but you do it as a Band-Aid loan. You do it. It has to have a lot of equity in the home. Their minimum loan amounts are $100,000, so you have to have at least $150,000 or $160,000 house to get a loan on them. That type loan, $100,000 is the minimum that you can do, and there is sometimes some loan to value issues. If you're at 540, but you know we get a lot of 620, 630 that can't qualify DU approval because DU has loan level pricing adjustments that knock a lot of 620 borrowers out if they don't have assets. You know, they say they do down to 620, but really I find that the 660 is about where they cut the line, and then unless you have a lot of assets between 640 and 620. You can't get it, but you can get this non-QM loan, okay, cash out. You don't have to have that. They use the assets that you get back from your cash out. It's towards your assets. The rates are higher. They're in the 7s, 8s, 9s, you know, depending on where your credit score is. But it's a Band-Aid loan. It's basically a loan that you take out, and then hopefully a year you pay off all your debt. You get your credit scores up, and you can come back, and you don't have to do a cash out after a year. You can do a rate and term.
That's right, and get a lower interest rate.
And then you can get a lower interest rate, yeah. And so I was seeing a whole lot of that. And that's, although there's aggravation because it takes longer and there's more questions.
Yeah.
When it happens, you just feel so good for that person.
Because it's such a benefit.
Yes. And then to have them come back to you the next year, you see the fruits of what they've done, and it's awesome.
Yay, that's exciting. That's exciting. Well, we have questions coming in. Be sure to get your text question in, 972-387-4600. Gosh, quarter of an hour already passed.
This is the fastest hour of my life.
I know. I think it's probably the fastest hour of my life, too. Again, get your text question in 972-387-4600. We'll start answering those questions when we come back after the break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
And we're back.
And
we're live.
We're back. I love that. I love Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
I love that. We're back.
Yep. And we are. We're back. Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander. We are back. We are here to answer your text questions about mortgages. Mortgages, cashback refinances, buying a house in general, and all things related. Get your text question in 972-387-4600. Gary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Let's roll.
Do you guys see contracts with no earnest?
Yes, I see contracts with no earnest money, but it's usually when it is a not what they call a non-arm's length transaction, when it's like between family members or friends where they don't charge earnest money on a house.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some earnest money as low as $500, and I think that was kind of a friend thing too. But but generally, you're not going to see, if you're out there with a realtor putting the contract on a house, you're not going to get a contract without any earnest money, because most likely there's other people putting earnest money up and putting skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's family, that's where I usually see it. If it's a family member or a friend, that kind of stuff, you'll see contracts without any earnest money.
So for those who may not be familiar, two questions for you. Number one, what is earnest money? Number two, what determines how much you have to put down?
Typically, it's 1%.
Okay.
Of the sale price. So if you're buying a $500,000 home, you're putting $5,000 earnest money down. $100,000 home, you're putting $1,000 earnest money down. The earnest money seems to get a little lighter the farther out you get into the rural areas. They seem to take a little bit less earnest money than what you see. But typically, earnest money is good faith that you're going to honor your side of this contract.
Kind of like a down payment, kind of.
Yeah, sort of. I would say that's a fair assessment.
Okay. But now, can someone lose their earnest money?
Yes, they can lose their earnest money if they're not fully approved, and that's why you need to call TexasLending.com and get your loan approved first.
Yeah.
That's why we have loan officers that are here working on Saturday. The hardest working loan officers work on Saturday, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And they're here. You can call them. They can get you approved. Get you an approval out to the realtor. And one thing that we do stress a lot here is getting actual approvals where you send in your income documentation, those kind of things. The worst thing that can happen is someone gives you a pre-approval just on what you say over the phone, and all of a sudden when they say, well, you have real estate losses and things that affect your income, so then they get tax returns. Now, if you're a W-2 employee and you can say, hey, I make $80,000 a month, or that's good. But when you have things like tax returns and you're self-employed, you definitely need to have all of your documentation looked at and income underwritten to make sure that you are actually approved for that house.
Because that documentation, it can take you to the house you want, or it can take you out.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll be honest with you, it's happened to me before when I trusted someone to what they said, and then at the end, not at the end, but at the beginning, at least here, you don't go all the way to the end and find out.
Right.
You'll find it out the first week that you don't have enough income. And then you can get, usually you have an option period, so many days, to get your loan actually approved, underwritten, approved. And that's one thing that you can ask for an option. Never have I ever not been able to get somebody's earnest money back if their loan was denied for one reason or another. Usually, because we can usually get it, we can see it's not going to work very quickly.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Our next up is, if I bought a house with a VA loan and have quite a bit of equity already, can I refinance and get cash back? And how long do I have to wait? So we don't know how long they've been in their house.
6 months is seasoning on title is for a cash out, a Texas cash out, and it's not a VA. There's not a VA cash out in Texas. It's the only state in the union where you can't get a VA cash out, but that's because of the Texas equity laws. You can go back and read them, but basically the funding fee puts it over the limit for the 2% that's allowed in origination and fees and APR and stuff like that. But 6 months, you can do a cash out on a VA loan. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So lots of rules.
Yeah, there's lots of rules, and you got to remember them all.
You have to remember them all.
And the older I get, the less I remember.
But you're pretty great at your job. I mean, you're a stellar person here at Texas Lending. But that's what the loan officers are here for, to be there to know what you don't know. And to help you along in the process, because there is a lot to know. And that's why we're here to help answer your questions. 972-387-4600. Text your question to us. Our next question is, what's the lowest score you can buy a home with? And is Freddie Mac better than Fannie Mae with low credit scores?
They're the same. The lowest you can buy, I was talking about non-QM loans, 540, we can do a purchase if you have 10 to 15% down. I think it's 15% down at 540 credit score. But a lot of times, I mean, I'll be honest, people that I meet with 540 credit scores don't have a whole lot of money in the bank, usually. FHA goes down to 580. I think our VA is 600. I just got a 580 approved. It's hard to do smaller loans at that lower credit score because of the loan level pricing adjustments that we talk about for credit scores. And sometimes you might want to Google that, but it'll tell you basically there's hits from 740 to 720, 720 to 700, 680 to 700, so on.
It's tiered.
Yeah, it's tiered. And the loan level pricing adjustments at 580 makes that hard to do any kind of loans around $100,000. It has to be a much, much higher loan amount to get anything done at 580 for sure.
Yeah.
And you don't hear that from people, but that's the – because you can only charge so much rate by law and compliance.
Yep, rules.
Yeah, rules.
Well, we're not lacking rules.
They're there
rules.
To get you, you know, they get you one way or the other.
Yeah,
know?
But they sure do want you to live by them, so.
Well, you have to remember, you're buying a $200,000 house. You know, they're giving you $200,000, so.
And that's really something to finance that much money. So.
And it's so funny is that when you're talking to people, too, and they're doing a refinance, and they say, well, you don't need that. You know, you don't need that. You're getting a $380,000 loan. Yes, you do need that. You need your W-2s and your pay stubs and things like that. So
they want to make sure you can pay that money back.
That's it. That's the truth.
That's really kind of what this is all about.
Yeah.
But that's really to protect the buyer, too, because you want to make sure that once they get the home they want, that they can stay in that home.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, because that's an awful thing to have something like that fall apart on you.
Right, exactly.
So, all right, next question. Do you lose homestead exemption if you do a refinance?
No. Why would you lose? You don't lose your homestead exemption unless you move out of your house. That's the only way that you lose it. The homestead exemption stays there as long as you're living in that house and you don't move your exemption somewhere else.
So that's not attached to a mortgage.
No, it's not attached to the mortgage. It's affixed to the house.
To the house.
Yes.
So the property in the county,
right,
so to speak.
Right. Now, what happens to a lot of people is when they buy a house, that the house is not a homestead exemption, and they dilly-dally around and don't get the homestead exemption filed. And then I've had a guy this fall that I refinanced his house, that bought his house 5 years ago, did not ever get a homestead exemption on it. And so I said, David, you don't have a homestead exemption. Did you not follow up, you know, and get the homestead exemption done like I'd asked you to do 5 years ago?
Oops.
Oh, man, it just slipped my mind. I said, oh, well, that just probably cost him about 10 grand over 5 years, you know.
Is there a time limit to file for a homestead exemption?
You have to file it before April for the next year.
Oh, okay. So there's a time limit for it to be effective for a certain year.
Yeah, like
but
if you,
as long as you own the home, is like after like 10 years, can you not file for a homestead exemption anymore?
That's No, you can always file for a homestead exemption.
Oh, okay.
If you live in the home.
So the opportunity is always there. Mm-hmm. You just have to reach out and do it.
Right. And that reminds me of another thing I've gone up against this week is I've got people that have bought houses in the last year that have their taxes on home and just the improved land. They haven't been assessed yet. So their taxes are like $174, and they're living in a $400,000 house.
Nice.
They're talking about refinancing. But see, when I say, well, they said, well, my loan's $2,000 now. I go, yeah, but you're in an escrow. You know, they haven't assessed the land. So what's going to happen is when they do an escrow analysis and the land gets assessed, the taxes are going to go through the roof. Plus, they're going to go back to the day that they bought the house. And assess those taxes too. So then that on a $400,000 house, they're going to come to you and say, hey, we need about $7,000. And also now your payment's going up $500 a month.
Ouch. That sounds very painful.
Yeah. So when I send them an estimate and I say, look, this is what the estimated taxes are going to be. This is going to be your new payment. Yeah, it's going to be $2,500. You're paying $2,000 right now. But they go, well, I don't want my payment to go up. I go, well, your payment's going to go up to $3,000 plus, you know, whatever else that they can tack on once they do that analysis. You know?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't want my payment to go up $500. I go, well, you don't want it to go up $900 either.
What's that old adage?
But see,
two things are certain, death and taxes.
But this mistake can be made. If you're buying a house from a builder, and they're qualifying you with unimproved taxes. And you might not have qualified for $2,500 a month payment, or you don't know that that's coming. You know, that's something. So if you're at a home builder, you want to make sure that whoever the mortgage company is on that home building deal, make sure that we have a formula at Texas Lending to do home building taxes. And even though the tax, it builds your escrow account up to when those taxes are assessed, the money is there for them to be paid.
Wow.
That's a lot. Sorry.
That stuff, you know, people don't think about that because they don't know about it.
I think about it because I hear it every week.
I know.
And the bad thing is that the people that you're trying to help think that you're messing with them.
You're being the bad guy.
That I want to charge them $500 more. I go, well, they're going to charge you $3,000, you know.
So, you're like, don't get on me. Yeah, call your tax assessor.
Yeah, they haven't assessed the tax. And that's two people this week in $300,000, $400,000 houses that have the same issue.
Wow. Get your text question into us, 972-387-4600. Call and talk to a loan officer today. We have a floor full of loan officers waiting to talk to you, answer your questions. The call is free, 972-387-4600. We're going to answer more of your text questions when we come back after the break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
We're live. Hey, okay. can I get those picks again from that guy?
Woo, we're live. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander, Mr. Gary Bubba Dancing Bear Alexander. And
those things my wife calls me.
And those things your wife calls you, which we cannot repeat here on the air. So you guys are sending us some excellent questions. We have more questions to answer. Mr. Alexander, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm doing a cash out refinance. I own the home for 2 years. I made drastic improvements during that time. Will my taxes raise according to the new appraisal assessment?
We just want to see.
Yeah. You got to put down your cell phone and pay attention, Gary.
Okay.
They did a cash out refinance.
The question is, how much equity do you have? I mean, to get rid of mortgage insurance, you have to be at 80%. Are you
not mortgage insurance? They want to
MIP to avoid MIP. They have MIP, so
They're doing a cash-out refinance. They've owned their home for 2 years. They're making drastic home improvements during that time.
Oh, I don't see
that.
I just said we just bought a house with an FHA loan.
Oh, yeah, wrong question.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, if you're doing a cash-out refinance, you're not going to have mortgage insurance.
They're not asking about mortgage insurance. They're asking, will their taxes raise according to the new appraisal assessment?
No. Nobody sees that. That's not public knowledge, the appraisal. I had this question this week, whether or not the new appraisal will affect the taxes. No. Taxes are going up fast enough, believe me, but the appraisal is only between the lender and you.
Oh, okay.
It's not like public information.
The tax assessor, do they do their own? They do their own.
Yeah, they do their own assessment. They have hired guns that do that.
Okay.
They probably get paid on commission. I don't know that for a fact.
Pure speculation there.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. We just bought a house with an FHA loan.
Oh, there you go.
How long before we need to wait before refinancing to a conventional loan to avoid MIP? Can you move and buy to relocate for work without a job, say, from California to Texas?
We just bought a house with FHA loan. Well, you have to be at 80% to not have any mortgage insurance. Can you move and buy to relocate for work without a job? Not that I know of. You have to be able to prove your income. Either, you know, I just did a loan that had expected income from a job offer that I did. That might help you out in that case. But
find a job before you move.
Right.
Then
move. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would probably be a better idea.
Which can be done. Actually, that's how I grew up. My dad was a welder. And, you know, once his welding job was done, he would travel,
right.
Find another job,
right.
Oftentimes in another state.
Uh-huh.
And then once he found the job, you know, stayed in a hotel, whatever, he would be like, okay, give me a week. I got to go get my family. And he'd mm-hmm. come back, pack us up, and move us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, that had to be an interesting life for sure.
Yeah, we moved a lot.
Yeah. How did that work for your schools? Jeez.
I went to a lot of schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
New friends, lose friends.
Yeah, well, kept some friends, but, you know, it's interesting when you move from state to state. So, like, in the seventh grade, when I lived in Oregon, we moved to Texas in the middle of the school year. And in seventh grade in Texas, you learn Texas history, which they don't do in Oregon.
Sure.
So, I was learning world geography. So, I took a hit
there.
They
didn't have Oregon history?
You learn Oregon history when you're in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
It's only about a week class. Huh?
Hey.
So anyway, I'm trying to figure out how these two questions are related. If you just bought a house with an FHA loan, then can you move by? I don't understand how those
maybe
are related.
The second question they're asking for a friend.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. So.
Using a friend line. I got
using,
it.
Asking for a friend. All right. You need to address that question some more? You have to have so much equity.
Yeah, you have to have a 20% equity in your house. And that's after you've refinanced and paid closing costs and things like that, too. So
okay.
That's how you get rid of mortgage insurance, FHA.
All right.
There's no time limit to do that. I mean, you could do it today if you had the money and stuff.
Yeah.
So exactly.
It's just a matter of when you reach that point.
Right. Exactly.
So, all right. I'm about to start the cash out refinance process with an 800 FICO score. How do I shop my rate to ensure I'm getting the lowest interest rate? That's a great question.
Well, I've been doing cash outs. They call me the cash out king here. So the questions that you're going to look at are basically lowest rate, lowest cost. That's what I always do. Because you know what? If you're doing a cash out, chances are you're going to do another one. That's what I see. So you try not to build as much closing cost or whatever rate you can live with to how long you're going to live in the house. It's different if you think this is the last loan that you're ever going to do, you know, but you start at lowest cost, lowest rate. And that's a good, simple formula. And it's worked well for me for sure.
So they just call around.
Well, I mean, I would say pick three, you know, lenders. Try to stay in the state of Texas if you're doing a cash out, because Texas cash out rules are different. I've even had second loans. People refer people to me for Texas cash outs before. Maybe they've gotten better at them. They don't always know. I've had one guy that called in and said, well, I talked to so-and-so in California, and he said, well, if you did a cash-out loan, you can never do one again. I think you just want to make sure you talk to people that are in Texas.
Okay, wow. So our next question is lengthy. Are you ready? They ask several questions. We'll start.
Okay.
Start at the top. I bought a house in Arizona, brand new tracks built from the ground up. They needed $3,000 on a $190,000 house. Is that unfair in contract? It says all refundable before closing in 5 months. That's how long it will take to complete building the house. Of course, this is in Arizona. It's earnest money, the $3,000. And can you keep mineral rights if you move to another house? I own mineral rights in my house I'm selling now. But can I sell the house by keeping my mineral rights?
Well, that's more of a realtor question there. I'm not sure if you can keep the mineral rights. We used to have an issue with back when they were doing all that fracking and stuff in Fort Worth about the mineral rights, and basically there was verbiage in there that says, you know, what people were saying was that they couldn't get their mineral rights, but it was not that. It was basically saying you can't build an oil well in your yard is what it was about. But they would see it as saying that we were blocking them from getting any mineral rights that they were getting at all.
Oops.
Mineral rights is a realtor type question. I don't know if you can write a contract and retain your mineral rights on a house that you're selling. I don't think you probably can. That's just my thought.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
The house in Arizona, I mean, if you put $3,000 on, I guess that's the house you're moving to. So is it unfair in the contract? It says all refundable costs closing in 5 months. And the house is going to take 5 months to build.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would just talk with them about that. What are your concerns about the house? Those are the kind of questions. You know, if you're having a house built there, do you think that they're being upfront? Is there any reason why you think you wouldn't close on that house? I mean, if you have kind of buyer's remorse, you have 5 months to decide whether or not you think. If you want to get out of it or not. I mean, like I said, I don't understand why, you would not go through with it. You know?
I would think that they would want to speak with somebody who perhaps is more familiar with Arizona.
Well,
mortgage rules.
It's not a mortgage rule.
Well, that's
a
builder.
It's a realtor. It's your realtor-builder relationship
builder.
There.
Okay.
I would just talk to them about it. Like I said, at 5 months, the house is going to be built. You would think that within 1 month you could look at it and say, hey, this is what I want. And yeah, that would be my thought process.
Right. Get your questions in 972-387-4600. We do have more questions coming in. Get yours in 972-387-4600 as we're beginning to wind down our hour here. We'll be answering more of your questions when we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Yes, we're live.
Live.
Chess Collins here with Gary Alexander talking to you about mortgages. Your mortgage, maybe you want to do a cashback refinance, kind of do some upgrades inside your house, maybe get some granite countertops, or, maybe open up your wall to make it a more open concept. You know?
Yeah, there's actually companies that just do that now. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Exactly. That's all they do. They advertise it too on The Fan.
Oh. See?
Yeah. You don't listen to The Fan enough.
Well, Gary, it's pretty well known that I'm not a huge sports person. Yeah. And as Kevin so, lovingly refers to me as the golf hater, I'm just not a golf person either. Sorry.
Hey, you and my wife are golf haters. I get it.
It's just, I even went once. I went to the Byron Nelson to think, well, maybe if I watched it live, maybe it will change my perspective on it. It didn't. I'm like, no.
That's
this is
okay.
I will save my comments on that for a later time. All right, we need to move on. We are at the last, we are counting down. Here we go. Is it true you are exempt from property taxes with 100% rating from the VA in Texas?
Now, my question for you, you're talking about an exemption, a disability exemption. If you are 100% disabled from the VA, you will have pay no property taxes in the state of Texas.
Ah, so you have to be 100%?
Yeah, well, there's percentages,
right?
You know, of exemption, and that...
Oh, I see.
They kind of go there down the road on the how much taxes they charge.
So it's like another tiered thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So if you're 50% disabled or 75% disabled,
your taxes are like that.
All right. Next up, talking about refinance to include investment property, can it be commercial property? Have $3.5 million value with 1.8 debt.
It's not anything that we can do because we only do residential. It would be a commercial lender.
Mm.
But you most likely could get that done.
Okay. Next up, we are wanting to sell our home and move to another. We are not sure when this will happen. Could be 3 months to a year. Question is, how will trading our car in for a new one affect us in getting approved for a new home? We are currently above 700 in credit score. That's a great question.
That is a good question. I get that quite a bit. If you're buying a new car, it's not a problem. Because you're just trading one payment in for another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that may be a little more if you're getting a new car. You know, cars are as expensive as houses now. But it's a trade-off, basically. So it just depends on your debt-to-income ratio, if you think that would affect, you know. But let's get a look at it. Give us a call.
Yeah.
We can make sure, but I don't see a problem with it because you're just basically swapping one payment. You can prove, we do a credit supplement to prove that you paid off your other car, and then if we need to, we add the new one on there because usually it takes 2 or 3 months for a new car to show up on your credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up. We just bought a home on a 30-year fixed. Our first mortgage payment is due on November 1st. Would it be wise to make a principal payment early to shave off some time and interest?
You can that's always a good idea. The one thing that you can do is check to see if the servicer on that loan does bi-monthly. And you can by doing bi-monthly, you can actually save 7 years off your 30-year mortgage by doing it bi-monthly.
Wow.
They have to have a bi-monthly program, but there's some other people on the outside that do it that charge a little money to do it up front. But your servicer should offer a bi-monthly program.
So just call whoever servicing
your mortgage. Yes, who's ever servicing your loan. Usually the first payment's probably made to the original lender before they sell it to whoever. Mm-hmm, and then check with them.
Okay. So somebody says, next up, good morning. We've been in our home for a year. What is the best way to drop the mortgage insurance?
The best way to drop it is, like I said, you've got to be under 80% loan to value.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to your servicer if you think you're at that point to see who's ever servicing your loan can tell you what you need to do, or you can look at refinance options.
Mm-hmm. So, on talking about that, what if you haven't reached that point where it can just drop off on its own? Could you refinance it into like a different loan to drop the mortgage insurance?
You could do two liens, but usually what happens there is you have a higher price interest rate on both of those liens. Now, you're not paying mortgage insurance anymore. That's the truth. But also, if you can refinance, lower your rate, and use the equity, lower your mortgage insurance, too.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, geez, we have some follow-up people who are following up saying, hey, thanks for, we're already using y'all. Thank you so much. It's worked for us. People say, hey, we love your show. This is great. And somebody texted in about the mineral rights, saying that you can. All mineral rights will be conveyed with the property.
Looks like a contract of some sort there.
There you go. Just wrote a contract last night with mineral rights.
Purchase, yeah.
There you go. Good information.
Good information. Yep.
Well, we are down to seconds now, Gary.
Seconds.
a little surplus. So what's your advice to somebody right now?
Seems like a lot of talk is about mortgage insurance. Just give us a call here at Texas Lending. We can go over your options. And that would be my advice.
Yep. Give us a call, 972-387-4600. Get pre-approved if you're looking to buy a home, you know, just to make sure that you can keep moving forward in that process.
Yep,
it's definitely very, very important. And if you're wondering about refinancing your home, give Gary a call. He is the king of cash out refinances.
I'll be here till noon.
And he can get you moving in the right direction. Thank you all for hanging out with us today. We look forward to hanging out with
you next Saturday.
We'll
see you next week. Yeah.
Same bat time, same bat channel here DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.